Right. Hey, everybody there in podcast land. Welcome to another episode of the Best of Five. We'll have the actual intros in just a sec. I just wanted to apologize for not having a show last week. I didn't record the audio separately, and nothing was organized, and the Evo show kind of snuck up on me, so it just wound up being us reacting to the Evo show, and I couldn't make it sound good on the audio level. So apologies for that. One other thing. During this show, the last thing we did was Automatic and I had a race in a game called Infinite Craft, which is just a web browser game where you combine elements and shit and you can make stuff. And we raced to see who was going to be the first to make Street Fighter in the game. Unfortunately, that doesn't translate over to audio. So I'm going to see you guys a little bit later into the podcast to transition into the final section. We learned that Capcom Cup 10 was not going to have any content reveals or any gameplay reveals or anything of that sort during that. So I'll put up the final thoughts that we put that we shared on that. So that's fun. But anyway, other than that, I announced the Flow Memorial Cup, which is coming up in just a little bit. I talked about the Shinblade shenanigans, which is kind of tough to talk about as always. But you know what? I'll just let you guys get into the episode. Thank you so much for listening as always. If you guys want to help us out, just give us a review, you know, hopefully a 5-star review. But you can be honest too. That's okay. And check us out on http://bestofeshow.com for all of our socials. Thanks, everybody. I hope you guys are doing well, and I'll see you soon. There we go.
Oh, shit.
Sorry. Hey, welcome everybody. It's just like old times, huh? Just joking. Automatic got a little wrapped up in family stuff. He'll be joining us in a little bit. Life first, you know? Life first. But hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of The Best of Five. My name is Elon. I will be joined by my co-host a little bit later. How y'all doing? You know, it's been a while since, you know, you and I have had a chance to talk. And, you know, before we get started, of course, I got to talk about me, right? Because this is all about me. All about me. All about me. First, I streamed a little earlier today. I was playing Foam Stars? Is that the name of the game? I don't know. It's that Square Enix Splatoon-like. It is damn fun. I'm a big fan of it. I hate it because some of it is a little cringy, but the soundtrack to it and the game feel and everything else is pretty fucking amazing. So if you get yourself a chance, go check that out because it's pretty fun. Cool. Next, I got a couple announcements, a couple of things we need to chat about before we get into the actual show. Some important, some also important. But and as you can see, some of the topics we're going to cover today, not fun. We're back at it again. And some of the other topics we're going to talk about, real fun. We're back at it again. Before we get started, I'm going to put some stuff up on the screen here for us. I saw this just before I went live. Actually, no, I saw this earlier today. I don't know why I said just before I went live. Shoutouts to Tong. Tong tweeted this out. And the tweet says, honored to announce I have accepted the role as head of tournament operations for EVO 2024. Extremely well-deserved. Tong has worked so damn hard for the FGC, so it's really nice to see him get a big opportunity like this. So everybody join me in giving Tong of Tong Never Sleeps, of Tampa Never Sleeps, a big round of applause for helping EVO be great. You know what I mean? And speaking of EVO, I wanted to clear this up. First, sorry that there were no videos nor audio podcasts of last week's show. I recorded it wrong and none of it worked. So apologies for that. But if you guys were here, you saw that Automatic and I were watching the EVO announcement show haphazardly. Also, it was our 300th episode, and I totally fucked all that up. So welcome to episode 301. Hooray! We did it! but I said a couple of things that were incorrect, and Rick Thayer, was nice enough to clarify a couple of things for me and for us that we experienced during the show. So first, my assumption was that the Westin and the Las Vegas Convention Center were the same venue that Evo happened in 2016. Incorrect. The West Hall of the Las Vegas Convention Center is across the street from the Westin and was built in 2021. I think TwitchCon was there last year. There's a Tacos El Gordo right down the street. I mean, that sold me, to be honest. Westgate was the hotel for 2016? Yeah. However, unbeknownst to me... Wait, did I say the Westin? I meant the Westgate. I don't know what I said before. Look, my brain has been a fucking mess. I apologize. But anyway, all this to say, West Hall of the Convention Center, brand new. They built it in 2021. TwitchCon was there. And I've heard good things about TwitchCon. So... I guess that area is really nice. There's a Tacos El Gordo down the street. I mean, I'm El Gordo, and I like tacos, so match made in heaven for me. I don't know if you guys saw the interview that Rick did with Automatic. We'll bring this back up when Automatic... Saw the interview Rick did with Maximilian. We'll bring this back up when Automatic hops on, but he revealed how, like, some of the logistics for both Evo and the Third Strike tournament. Including that they're building an arena inside that West Hall of the Las Vegas Convention Center. Thanks to Formula One. So thanks, Formula One. I'm a big Formula One fan. Although I haven't been following it. Like, I didn't follow it much last year. I don't know, it was kind of boring. But thanks, Formula One. We can get ourselves a homemade arena, and that's going to be really exciting. I can't wait to see it. And lastly... I made the assumption that Esteban was kind of like the head of content over there. Nope. Esteban is on the content team, so apologies for that assumption. Ben Winters is the director of... I'm gonna pull up Rick's DM, because I'm gonna fuck this up again. wait for it. Okay, here we go. I assumed Esteban was the head of content. I was incorrect. The programming director is Ben Winters, and he was the person who kind of oversaw the overseas content and all this other stuff. So big shouts out to Ben Winters. Loving the stuff coming out of Evo. I'm a big fan, man. I'm a big fan. Big fan, what can I say? So yeah, I wanted to clear that stuff up because I got it wrong last time, so it's about time I get it right, you know? Gotta give the right people the right cred. And... one other thing that Rick had shared with me is the Westgate 2016 was terrible. It's been renovated since. So the Westgate is new. So all of my complaints about the location, no longer complaints. They were all addressed. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to try my best to make it out to Evo. Who knows what's going to happen. But yeah, so just wanted to make sure I clarified that right off the bat because I don't want to get shit wrong. And I'm human. I get shit wrong sometimes. And I'm more than down to, you know, fix it if I can. Next. This is something that I brought up last week that I formally announced. And it's happening. It's happening. So, again, for those of you that missed it last week, Flow. Actually, maybe not last week, 2 weeks ago. Flow passed away last year due to a stroke in October. For those of you that don't know, I was his YouTube manager, and he taught me how to play Street Fighter. Like, he was my coach for a little while, so that hit me hard. I wasn't, like we weren't, like, friends, but, like, we knew each other, you know what I mean? But I worked with pretty closely with him, so that was definitely, like, a heartbreaking piece of news to hear. So, in, like, all of those feelings and all of, like, that shitty mental space, this came out of it. This Thursday at 2 p.m. Central, we're going to do the Flow Memorial CPU Capcom Cup Charity Tournament, where we're going to run most of the Capcom Cup 10 groups and brackets with CPUs playing CPUs, kind of like how Madden does a game, like a Super Bowl game, to see who's going to win the Super Bowl. We're going to be doing that with Street Fighter 6, CPU versus CPU. That was one of Flo's ideas, and he did that for a couple years, and it was very fun and very funny. So that'll be this Thursday at 2 p.m. Central, and the funds that we will be raising during the tournament are going to go to the Alvea Sanctuary. For those of you that don't know, the Alvea Sanctuary is here in Austin, Texas, and it is run by a big streamer named Maya, and she essentially uses her stream as a platform to kind of elevate the Alvea Sanctuary. The Alvea Sanctuary is a nonprofit, and they help rescue animals that cannot be released back into the wilds, and they use those animals to teach us about, you know, things that are either great or fucked up about those animals that she rescues. Like, I know she uses some foxes and some chinchillas to talk about the fur trade, which is pretty fucked up. Talks about frogs. You know, there's a frog. There's cows. There, she rescued a cow from, like, a slaughterhouse. But anyway, I think what she does over there is very, very amazing, and I hope we can, you know, I just wanted to put some good out there into the world after feeling real shitty about hearing the news of Flo. So we're going to do a charity tournament in his name, and we're going to give it all to Alvea Sanctuary and hopefully help them out. Try to get some more animals and animal education happening out there, you know? The one thing she has that always freaks me out, I watched her stream every once in a while, but the one thing she has a roach, like a Madagascar hissing cockroaches. Cockroach. And, man. That I think that's like the one thing that I can't wrap my brain around. It's like, damn. I grew up my entire life fearing cockroaches, and I still do. So that's a tough one for me. But she brings up a lot of great points and a lot of good information about the why and the how and what we can do better. So, and it, you know, if you want to check them out, I think they have a stream here on Twitch. I think it's just twitch.tv/Alvea Sanctuary. Or you can go to twitch.tv/Maya. She runs the thing. And there's like links to their website and stuff. So you can see like all of their ambassadors, all the cool stuff that they do. So shouts out to Maya and the Alvea Sanctuary. We're going to be hopefully helping them out. Especially because she said they're trying to do like a turtle enclosure and like a coral. Like a saltwater coral reef thing. I don't know. That's pretty cool. I want to learn about corals and fish and turtles. I like turtles. But anyway, that's that announcement. So again, Thursday, 2 p.m. Central, So this is the stuff I've been working on. So we're going to have incentive goals, right? Like if we reach a specific amount raised, we'll have some cool stuff happen, including guest commentators. That's going to be a surprise. Shouldn't. Do I want to announce a guest commentator? No, not yet. You have to tune in to find out. But yeah, we got guest commentators. It's going to be shenanigans. It's going to be real fun. So all in memory of Flo, since he put out a lot of positivity into the FGC in the world, we're going to help pass that on in his name. So thank you for bearing with me on that. I just wanted to bring that up. Now, speaking of bringing that up, for those of you that don't know, I'm terminally online, and the entire month of February, and other times, of course, a lot of people have come forward about Shinblade and about his conduct around women and around other FGC members, and they're pretty horrific. And, you know, it's one of those things where, like, we didn't know at the time, right? It's very frustrating because there are situations where there are falsely accused men and women of either sexual harassment or sexual assault, blah, 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 blah. And that shit sucks, right? Even the who bitch this is that happened to him, that was a false accusation, right? Somebody tried to get him kicked out by faking that he hurt somebody, right? That's where who bitch this is came from, and it was him. But now, a lot of people are coming forward with allegations of either sexual harassment or harassment in general. And, you know, we remember a couple, I don't necessarily remember exactly when it was, but we remember a little while back where Shadow20Z, you know, big Tekken player, came forward in defense of his friend, Angel, and Shinblade's conduct towards her. And now more women are coming forward with their experiences with Shinblade and how they all kind of match up, and it's all turning into a pattern. And the thing that, well, first of all, this is already upsetting and shitty and awful to begin with. On top of that, the women who have been coming out, and the people, and some of the people who have been defending the women who have been coming out, are getting harassed by Shinblade himself and his crew. So this is like the Espada thing all over again, right? I don't know if you guys remember, I think it was last year, right before Texas Showdown, you know, a bunch of people came forward, or a bunch of women came forward about Espada's conduct online and how shitty that was. And a lot of the women who did come forward also received a lot of harassment from the community at large, including some big names, which was extremely upsetting. So now that it's happening again, and by it's sorry, I dropped something. And by it's happening again, I mean it's been happening, because the events of the situation happened around 2020, right? I have made all of the names anonymous. I have spoken to some of the people who came forward with these allegations. So all of the names are anonymous, with the exception of a few, of course. And this stuff sucks, man. This stuff is really bad, and I hate it. And the fact that it's been happening is stupid. And my hope is that putting all of this together into one thing, in one place, in one thought, can help make sure that there is consequences, and it can help show that we need to support the women of the FGC. Not just, you know, and not just like saying it, because we can say shit until we're blue in the face, but this shit keeps happening, and it's very frustrating. I wish I could do more than just talk about it, right? But I ain't got that power. I barely got the pull, right? So a bunch of women came forward with these allegations. I'm going to cover a couple of screenshots just to kind of show the pattern and show a little bit of the context. So here is the first screenshot of one of the allegations. I want to address the allegations against Shinblade's sexual assault and to clarify why TSE banned him from our tournaments. Discovering that I'm not the only one he has wronged is heartbreaking, and the tactics his community uses to silence and harass women in the scene are terrifying. Speaking out is crucial, but it's not always easy. Right? And they go on to say, at KIT, Shinblade made me uncomfortable by trying to touch me inappropriately, despite taking me back to my hotel room and getting me food. I won't disclose the name of the person I contacted for help, as they wish to remain anonymous. I'm speaking up now because I refuse to let others suffer in silence. So, I mean, to me, that's pretty cut and dry. And of course, like, you can talk about like hearsay, like he said, she said. But the thing is, more than one person has come out with these allegations. All of them are pointing to this pattern of Shinblade being shitty to women, to the point of assault or harassment, et cetera, et cetera. This is bad, right? And on top of that, the harassment for the people who have come forward is even worse, right? Like, that's literally like the cherry on top of this shit sandwich caused by Shinblade and his crew. So, well, Shinblade and the people around him. Maybe not crew, I don't know. Here is the another piece of information that was put out on Twitter. In 2020, when allegations came out, I was somehow the one on trial when I didn't want to immediately defend him, because even back then I noticed a pattern and wanted to learn more. So this is somebody that was close to Shinblade. Fast forward to now, and it's a rerun of 2020, just with a different cast. Same non-defense, same harassment campaign, same intimidation tactics, except this time things are being done about it. Since we're not at the peak pandemic, I can corroborate with person who came forward statement that yes, they do use intimidation tactics to silence folks. They pretty much wore me down mentally, constantly trying to defend him when I didn't want anything to do with it and wanted to wait. And it worked. I detached myself from the situation and eventually repressed it. That ain't gonna happen now, and if I catch heat, oh well. And then they go on to say, there we go. Back in 2020, me, the person writing this, and Shinblade, him, were supposed to have a call with a mediator. Again, why is this happening? I'm not the one being accused of something other than I didn't want to defend him without more facts. Of course, it's not between me and him because, again, he can't defend himself and brought his girlfriend, Zoo. Nothing was accomplished, again, like in another the other person who came out. With a statement, you cannot talk to them like adults. Just a lot of yelling. And after I had had enough, I told him to shut the fuck up. He threatened to kill my cats. My cats got nothing to do with anything. He threatened to come and kill. And remember, they live in the same city. We live in the same city. That should have been it forever. But again, I detached myself from the situation and repressed it. So it's not only bad enough that we're seeing a pattern of his conduct towards women. Now we're seeing a pattern of how he chooses, he and his girlfriend and his friends choose to handle the situation. Maybe I won't say friends. Is it community? I'm assuming it's a community. But anyway, this is bad. This is shitty. This is terrible, right? On top of sexually assaulting and sexually harassing women, he's now threatening to kill pets of people who supposedly are his friends or close with him. Right? So all this shit kind of really fucking sucks. And to put a big topper on this shit sandwich that is already happening, right? More people on Twitter came out giving their sides, or like not perspectives, their experiences with Shinblade. Here's one of them. I blurred out the names to make sure everybody stays anonymous because Shinblade, his community, and his friends, his girlfriend, whatever, are like harassing people. I figured the best I can do is just at least keep the names anonymous, right? So here is a tweet. I stopped helping T.O. his events when I came to him about my role as a T.O. not being respected. When he let players check in / play after being DQ'd, and I was met with, well, when y'all look how y'all look, men have a hard time listening to you, especially when y'all don't talk to them nicely. So, just to be clear, this is a woman. And on top of that, this is somebody who ran brackets for tournaments. So, this is happening not only to women in the FGC, but to TOs and bracket runners, like the people who basically prop this entire scene up. And it's unbelievably frustrating that A, this happens in the first place, B, we as the FGC are not supporting these people who are coming forward with this shit, and C, they're getting harassed. This shit really like makes me so stupidly upset. And it sucks that like I'm sitting here talking about how upset I am because I can't even imagine what the victims are feeling, right, through all this shit. And, you know, to put a real big cap on it, that wasn't even the only person who is a bracket runner / TO who had to deal with bullshit like this. Here's another one. When I ran his bracket prior by myself, he also said that men have a hard time taking orders from women. He stated that they come to him and ask, who the fuck is this? In which I told him, if I'm running brackets for you, you should tell him exactly who the fuck I am. So, it's... Not to mention, I got a lot of information, including like receipts, screenshots, and stuff from his girlfriend harassing people who have come forward. Other people in his circle or his community coming, like harassing people. You can literally just see this shit on Twitter. It's out there for everybody to see. People just being completely shitty and harassing these people who have suffered at his hand and at the hands of people around him just for coming forward and talking about how shitty he is and how he has sexually harassed and sexually assaulted them. So this is really, really frustrating. This is really shitty. We in the FGC need to do better. And I hope, again, I hope that by bringing this forward and putting all of this together, because this, the statements that I read from before are three different people, right? Three different people came forward with like big, like iCloud note statements that basically shine a light on this whole thing. And the thing that sucks is A, this happened in 2020. B, it's still a problem. So for anybody involved with either TOing, I know we have a couple of big TOs that listen to this broadcast. Please take a look and do something, right? I don't have the power to do anything. I'm just some idiot who sits here in a comfy robe in a room with a wall, and I just blab on about stuff. So please, if you have the power to do something, do it. And we already have a couple people who are doing that, thankfully. Jabailey, after being asked, I think it was Cuddlecore that brought, like, specifically tagged a couple of TOs on Twitter. This was Jabailey's response. Shinblade is unable to register for CEO 2024. I've already added to the autoban list as I compile, and I've already added to the autoban list as I compile enough reports altogether for something more formal if needed. So, yeah. We can't, this just can't happen. It keeps happening and it can't happen, right? There's already like so many people complaining, oh, FGC is a sausage fest, blah, blah, blah. No fucking wonder, right? This shit sucks. And to the victims, I'm so sorry you had to deal with this. And on top of that, you had to deal with the harassment, right? Man, I just fucking hate it. I just fucking hate it. I genuinely wish I could do something and stop the thing, but here I am, right? Here I am. Again, I wanted to be real careful how I spoke about this because I don't want to put any victims in the crosshairs of more harassment and more bullshit. Yeah, but I think all in all, that's all I have to say. And that's all I got, right? The fact that this is a pattern and multiple people who don't know each other are saying the same things is extremely bad. So I think it's time for us to, you know, buckle up and do something about it. Anywho, this is not fun and I hate it and this sucks. And again, I'm sorry to all of the people involved who have suffered. But we got the rest of the show to do. And I don't know. I genuinely don't know how to transition out of this. I'm just pissed and sad. So I'm just going to transition out of it. Everybody in the chat, can you guys do me a favor? Can you guys mash? Do mash. Just type in, you know, best of V mash. Just mash it out. Mash it out. We have to summon Automatic. He has to come save the show. Die by Sword. Thank you for... Great way to transition out of it. Sword, thank you for the show. Everybody's mashing. We have to summon Automatic. Oh, here he is.
Hey, look who's very esports today.
Whoa. You got the
my old Street SFL. Fighter League jersey on.
You got the SFL League shirt. That's cool.
See if I can cheat a little bit. Whoop. Oh, movie magic.
Dude, first of all, welcome to the show. I was just talking about some real sad shit, and I
was there.
Okay. As much as I wish I could do something about it, I think we just need to move forward and go to something more fun.
Yep. I was waiting in the wings to bring bearings of joy, tidings, and positivity, and Hitbox products.
Yes. So woo! You got a new toy.
I did.
So what you got there?
Because I'm esports.
Oh, you got it for... So Hitbox sent you something.
No, not Hitbox at all.
Not Hitbox. I take it back. No.
I like those guys, though. I mean... They, anyways, okay, I'll tell you.
Somebody sent you
something. I'll tell you. I'll go through the process. I got an email and I ignored it a month ago. And then, you know how you get scam emails that all start similarly? Hey, I saw your stream. I love the way you predicted that jump in Street Fighter. I'm a big fan. Would you like to try this and this and this? If you, we're gonna, if you sell this many units, we can pay you this. This email was worded a bit worse than like what seems like a scam email. It was like not really broken English, but it wasn't like a hello or a best wishes or no signature at the end. It was basically like, hey man, you're pretty cool. You want to try this out? I'm pretty sure it's from a Chinese company. This is where I think it's originated from. But it's called the Hot 42. Let me see if I can do like this. Woo! Look Whoa. At the movie magic! It's called Whoa. A Hot 42. And I want to open... Well, let me finish that story before. So I saw another YouTuber say the same thing. So I guess they're just going around to like maybe mid to low level content creators and just sending them out and getting free videos, which is what I'm going to do right now. Hope you don't mind.
Oh, sick. I love free content.
So I took I guess you can say I took the bait, but the reason why is there's two things that kind of caught my eye. It's really cheap. It's cost efficient. Almost too good to be true, the price tag. This particular model, the S series, for me in my region from Amazon is $73.99.
And what's it called again?
It's called a Hot. It's a S series Hot. Like, search Hot 42. Dude, I looked at the website, and one of the images wasn't available, and I'm like, I'm about to get some. Something's about to come in the mail that it's going to ruin.
And this is hot, like French hot, right? H-A-U-T-E?
Hot. H-A-U-T-E, yes. It's,
okay, there we go.
It's hard to see. So, for me, on Amazon, it's actually $74, but for me, it was actually $3.99 because I'm esports.
Whoa!
But that, so, that's one selling point for me. I was like, okay, that's interesting. How is something that cheap and not... Oh, maybe it's got some good quality to it. But it also has extra buttons because, you need a drive impact button, a drive parry button, and extra jump button. And who knows what to use this one for. But that's really interesting to me because it is a PC product. I believe it's built on a Raspberry Pi, which I don't know anything about that. But $74 means that you could also buy a converter and it would still be less than some of the other products out there. Mm-hmm. So is it good quality? That's kind of an important, usually low price tag implies not so good quality. And while I've play tested this and I've found some things that are cons, it's really good for $74. So let me go ahead and get into some of these features. So of course it does have the standard hitbox layout, the directions, all the buttons, but it also has left stick and right stick, so you can bind those to drive impact, drive parry, or whatever allows you to cheat. I don't quite know what this button is, but this one is an extra up. So you got all these buttons that you have available to you to play these cool modern fighting games, right? Cool. It also has a turbo feature in case you want to play Street Fighter 2 Turbo and use the Honda or Chun-Li. I'm not sure what else you would use that for. And what I do like about it, I can just show you. On the snack box, you have these menu buttons like share. They're on the left side of the peripheral. On the hitbox, they're off to the side right here if you want to access those. What I think is cool about this is it's on your right hand and it's easily accessible. It's still in length of your hand width to actually reach over there. So it's easy to just go hit pause and then, go to the menu training mode settings and adjust as needed. I think that's great.
So Dive by Sword is asking if there's a dedicated TPAC macro.
There must be. I mean, okay. So on that subject, let me plug it in right quick.
And what's the teabagging? What's the plug, by the way? Is it USB-C?
It is USB-C. And right. If I would critique one thing about it, it would be the wire that comes with it. I don't have my Streamlabs thing set up. I've been doing a lot of troubleshooting lately for my computer setup. So let me see if you can see this. The USB cord is not the worst possible USB cord. It is weirdly tight, whatever I plug it into, but this is probably like a cheaper. It's not braided. It's not like, this is going to be the first thing to break in my opinion, but it is a USB-C cord. So it's not that difficult to replace. But yes, look, it's like really hard to get it in there and secure it. They're really. All right. Maybe I put it on the top one. I don't know. Anyways.
Well, it looks real cool. Yeah. Wait, okay, so hold up. So first of all, I see the buttons. They got some LED stuff that looks pretty nice. What's the situation with the display on the bottom left there?
I'm glad you brought that up. I don't know though. I don't know how to switch modes, but it tells you what mode that you are in. So now right now it's in SOCD neutral. You can't see it with this Logitech 1080. It tells you that, and it also serves as a built-in button check as you press the button.
Oh shit, that's cool.
$74, by the way. And the buttons all light up as you press them. I did notice that you don't have to press them fully to get the response. So that's, in my opinion, that's very good. It requires less travel time, less pressure on the button. So it's faster, basically. Physically, it would be faster to do that. So I think that's great. I would recommend putting Drive Impact down here, Parry up here, if I were playing Street Fighter 6. So you can have your thumb on this button and then switch it over for Drive Impact like this. And then you got Parry up here. Yeah. And I think that's really good. And then you can actually use things like the simultaneous input assistant. So you can ensure that you're getting OD moves, which is not that difficult. You don't really have that problem so much in Street Fighter 6. Mm-hmm. I think, kind of, maybe, a little bit. You have different input problems. But yeah, I think that's I think that's really good. So I do want to get into what are the downsides of this. For this, I got my dad measuring stick.
Whoa,
this is 8 inches width and 5 inches long. It's smaller than a snack box. Smaller than snack box.
Man, is it comfy at all?
Hey, so here's a hitbox. I can fit two of these. I can fit two of these on a hitbox.
Whoa, that's crazy.
So small. This is a good thing and a not so good thing. It's very small. Very, very small. Surprisingly, it seems heavier than the snack box. So I do think that speaks to its durability a little bit. But yeah, there's no chance. Let me see if I can show you. On the snack box, I need a surface to play on it. Even that, I can't man spread and play like an OG Third Strike player. It's not going to happen. This thing, I don't even know if you can see it that well, but I can fit it on one knee. Play like this, maybe.
Oh, the goblin mode.
It is a dinky, stinky thing, which is great for travel. That's awesome. You know, portability is probably the highest tier it could possibly be. I don't know how much smaller you could make this. And they do have other options that are bigger, and they cost a little bit more. But that is one of the problems. If you put it on a desk, it's okay. I think like that, it's all right. Now, I do notice because of the, I don't know, this is the length. My palms cannot rest on it. So it must be on whatever the surface is below it. So using this thing on your lap or on your knee, I think it has to be on a desk. And with that in mind, whoop, there ain't no slip mat. There ain't no surface to keep it steady. But that's easily amended. You can buy some pads somewhere at a cheap store. You can put something down on your desk. I wouldn't suggest this to go to tournaments with, unless you modify it a little bit and you know they got desks at the tournament. But yeah, the size is a plus and a minus. But this could be a good product to transition into Hitbox. And I think the extra buttons are what kind of puts it over the top for that kind of testing ground. Because I do think if you're in the market for a hitbox, you're looking for efficiency. And part of that is having more buttons available these days for features like Drive Impact, Drive Parry. So you don't have to press two buttons at once, or you might risk getting counter accidentally doing a Kara parry and all that nonsense. But that is pretty much the three things. There's no padding on the back. The USB cord seems like it's just average. It's going to be the first thing that breaks on this, in my opinion. And the size is a good thing and a bad thing. But for the price, man, that's really hard to beat, man. $74? That's really good, in my opinion. So I like this product a lot. And I would, if do I have chocolate on my shirt? Chocolate? I would buy this if I, but here's the thing. I wouldn't buy it unless I knew it was good. So now I'm confident saying that I like it as a product. Hopefully they can send me the bigger versions. That'd be nice.
Yeah. No, I was taking a look at the Combo Drone, which is the Combo's version of like the smallest and cheapest stick they have. And even that's above $100. So, $144. So that's pretty cool. It's a pretty good starting point price. Die by Sword has a genius idea in the chat, by the way. He says to just use a food tray.
I kind of got one of those. That's what I usually mount beneath my desk, and I put a camera above it. But it's got to have a surface that is, you know, not slippery.
Yeah. So you might have to buy a couple extra things, like rubber and or Velcro.
It should be, when you buy it on Amazon, it's like, people who have purchased this product have also bought the Martha Stewart slip mat.
Oh, man. That's pretty cool, though. Honestly, I'm a big fan of the fact that it displays. So can you, you said there are different modes. Do you know what the different modes are? I know you said like SOCD neutral is what it's currently on.
I want to mention one more thing that I love about this. Oh. The shipping and packaging is so bare bones. It's like, all right, here's a box. Here's a bag with a product in it. Here's a sheet of paper with some instructions. There you go. Like, this is like.
I mean, look, let's be real. Nobody reads the instruction manuals anyway, right? They're just saving paper.
And it comes with some extra parts. Sorry, I think I just hit the microphone. This is, it gives you some extra, a switch or something. And they're killing it on the, what is it called, string ties. They got one total for the whole thing. Got a little sticker. Boom. This is what it is. Now, honestly, I love that. I love that it's just minimal. Here it is. It works. It's got all the features. Good cost. Boom. So, I don't know. Here's a sheet of paper that says D-pad modes. D-pad modes. You can do back start down for D-pad. SOCD modes. Home start up. So, you do it as you plug in. Maybe you can just do it all the time. You might be able to just switch it while it's plugged in. Home start and up is up priority mode. Home start down, neutral mode. Home start left, last input priority. Whatever. So yeah, it is pretty cool. Nah. Crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. And it also it reminds me of one of these. Hold on. Reminds me of one of these, right? Where like you press start and one of these buttons, and you can change it into different inputs, right? Like you have X input with X and D input with Y. Mm. So you can play it on like a Nintendo Switch, or you can play it on like an Xbox. But that's kind of what that reminds me of.
Pretty cool. I have one more thing that I want to mention. It's I don't mean to derail.
No.
Because it's funny where I'm at now, because I am a big supporter of the Hitbox company. And it's always been kind of weird to me when other people just kind of like, hey, we got a Hitbox too. And it's like, you know, just cheating off somebody else's paper. But that gets into a lot of weird things like patent law and whatever the inside baseball would happen there. So, you know, for a while, I didn't like that other people were kind of just copying that idea. But at the end of the day, it's going to happen. And it has happened. And competition's good, I think. I think having a monopoly on the market, it's not always the best thing. And we see some improvements. So, yeah.
Cool. Nice. Yeah, I think there was, like, some actual legal issue with Hitbox and I think it was Paradise Arcade or whoever makes the snack box. Anyway, I don't know how that ended, I don't know how that ended, but they're still selling it, so I'm assuming nothing happened.
Yep.
But that's cool, man. It's cool to see some new ideas dropped into that thing, aside from like how many buttons it has, right?
I think the biggest part is things are too expensive now, and this is a solution to that.
Yeah, no, 100%. Is it... So, my one question, because this is what I worry about with things that are small. I have Rachmaninoff hands, as my old piano teacher used to say, where my fingers are too long to do anything except play piano, I suppose. Are you, compared to a snack box and a hitbox, like, is it more, like, bunched compact. In? Is it more compact?
It feels about the same. Just about the same. I think the buttons are the same size. Probably, I think it is slightly more compact than Snackbox buttons are. And probably about the same as Hitbox. I'm just eyeballing it. It does look like it's squeezed in slightly more than the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
It does seem like that.
Nice. So
I also played Rachmaninoff in the talent show in high school.
Oh, damn. Which one? Two? Player. Rachmaninoff number two?
The one that was in G, I forgot. You know, the one that's really slow, and in the middle it's really fast, and it goes really slow again.
I think it starts...
Dun, dun, dun. You know that one.
Yeah, I think it's Rachmaninoff too.
Sounds about right.
But... So, overall, you said your thoughts are, if you're thinking about going into the leverless, transitioning into the leverless land, leverless area, you would recommend something, this review product that you received?
Without having a real scoring system and just making up numbers, I give it an 8 out of 10.
Nice. That's
good.
Wait, make it out of 5, because this is the best of 5.
4 to 5. Quick math.
Cool. So 4 out of 5. So where can we? So you said Amazon. They sell this on Amazon. Is there anywhere else people can look at?
There's a website that they got. Hot 42 FM. That's actually hot42.com.
Hot42.com. So there you go. Thanks for sharing your review with us here on the Best of 5. Really appreciate that. I'll send you a copy of the video.
Can I use that archive and post it?
Yeah, yeah. I'll send you a copy of the video, yeah.
Because they wanted me to do a review. They're like, yeah, we'll send it. Just do a review. Like, all right, sure. I see everybody else have, like, the rack focus shots and, like, the close-ups in the box. I just do it live. There you go.
Look, sometimes that's all you need, right? Just do it live. Who cares? You know,
hey, pay me on now, so I mean,
film schools for jerks. Film schools for jerks.
I went to media production. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I didn't finish it. I didn't want to do Spanish class, so I was just like, all right, I got what I wanted out of it. Thank you.
Oh God. At least it wasn't film school, because film school is like a whole different beast.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Speaking of film school, Hollywood is hosting Capcom Cup 10 starting this Friday.
Not Burbank.
Not Burbank. Hollywood.
That's where this was.
Oh, this was... I think the company that ran your season of SFL, I think is the same company that I worked for and got laid off from, so... Fuck that.
Oh.
I don't know for sure, but anyway. Either way, fuck them.
I met Sinbad at the airport. I saw Sinbad. I was like, hey man, appreciate the laughs. And I didn't give an extended handshake, no selfie. Hey man, thanks for the laughs. Have a nice day. It was almost rude how nice I was to him.
But anyway, Capcom Cup 10. Excuse me. It's coming up.
That's you.
Thank you. It's coming up this Friday. This Friday starts the Last Chance Qualifier competition, and it's going to go for the Capcom Cup is going to go for a whole 7 days. Damn, that's a lot of days. Wait, 8 days?
But it's also broken up, right? It's like, it's like the LCQ, and then they pause for a second, and then people spend more money on their hotels and not going to work, and then you have more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then, so there's the LCQ, and then there's the Street Fighter League Finals.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then there's, I think it's top 16 and then top 8. So lots of days, lots of money for those that can enjoy it, and not so much for those of us that can't. Dinosaur says, you mean who wants to be a millionaire? The Luke edition.
Oh, boy.
That's pretty funny. But anyway, so we will not know what the groups are until tomorrow, because of course it's tomorrow, right? Not before our show, always after. And you missed it a little earlier. I was talking about, we're going to have the Flow Memorial Capcom Cup CPU tournament, CPU charity tournament. You know, we're gonna have lots of fun with that. That's gonna be real fun. The charity that we're raising money for is called the Alvea Sanctuary. It's an animal sanctuary over here. I talked about them on the show. It's run by that one streamer lady, Maya, who we watched react to fighting game people not knowing fighting games. But anyway, the stuff she does over there is really amazing, and the fact that we can at least help a little bit is pretty cool. So that'll be Thursday. It starts at 2 p.m. Central. You and I were going to talk about schedules and stuff later.
Right. But yeah. Nice, mate.
Yes. Anyway, all that aside, this is going to be a little bit tougher because they haven't announced or they haven't shown the brackets just yet. But Automatic, I want us to get some picks. We need to do a pizza / quesabirria bet.
Oh, okay. You sure about that?
Yes.
So you want me to have another quesabirria? I'm about to be eating good.
Sure. Look, I'll buy quesabirrias all day. I just like gambling. but anyway, here is the list of very small names. Let me go ahead and do one of these. And just, you know, do one of that. Zoom. Okay, that's a little bit better. Okay, so here are the players that have qualified. On offline premieres, we have Angry Bird, Gachikun, and Chris Wong. From the Capcom Pro Tour online premieres, we have Travis Styles, Kusanagi, Snake Eyes, Dookie, NL, Kaba, Kamikaze XTM, Jabim, Phenom, Garnet, DCQ, Big Bird, Bravery, Mr. Crimson, Rain Pro, Kawano, Knuckledew, and Soif. And last but not least, the World Warrior Circuit. For those of you that remember, the World Warrior was basically regional regional tournaments that you would then go on a leaderboard for. And if you were at the top of the leaderboard, you won. You won a spot. So we have Mike X, Nephew, Fudo, Cian, Joe Umarogan, Dual Kevin, ROF, Valmaster, Leishar, Mirkin, MenRD, Uma327, Fandroid, I did read that right. Takamura, Destroy Gods, Shaka22, Shadoken, GG Halibel, Nero the Boxer, Solving, Crossover, Ren, Juninho, Samuel, Despair King, and Ending Walker. So those are the 32 players. And of course, there's one spot left, which is for the LCQ. Those are the 32 players that are officially going to Capcom Cup. Now, Automatic. Here's how this bet's going to work. Choose five players. I'll choose five players. Whichever combo of players makes it the furthest will win the bet.
Shoot.
Now, this is going to be extra tricky because this is going to be a true gamble because we don't know what groups these players are in. So the way the groups work is, I believe it's two players make it out of each group. So there will be... Actually, you know what? Why don't I just pull up the fucking website, you know? Instead of just guessing. I literally read this today, like, four times for when it came on the show. I could just, like, call it. But it's gone. My brain doesn't work as good as it used to. Yep. So eight groups of six players... And the first and second place winners of each group will advance to the finals. And the finals is 16 players who won the group stage. So, we don't know what groups are which. We don't know who the last chance qualifier is. So, make a pick. Let's do a draft-like, where you pick one and I'll pick one. We'll go until we get five. Since you are... the co-host and the person of honor, and you shared the Hot 42 with us. You can go first.
Kawano?
Okay. So somebody in chat, put the Die by Sword. Write this down. So you're choosing Kawano. Let me put this. I probably should have this on the screen, huh? You know, I'll go with MenRD.
Dang it. That was my next pick. Looking. Angry Bird.
MenRD.
I'm also writing it down.
Angry Bird. Dude, I've been watching a lot of his videos recently, and I didn't think that anybody else other than me would appreciate it as much, but how he says, look at this, is my favorite thing.
Look at this.
Look at this. It's great. I'm a big fan. Anyway, so you chose Angry Bird. Damn, this is tough. Why did I do this? I'll go. You know what? I'll pick him. Sure. Give me Fudo. I'll take Fudo.
Dang it! That was my pick to win it.
Really? Interesting. Okay, so you got Kawano, Angry Bird. I got Mena RD and Fudo. All
right, this next pick is going to be a from the heart pick.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Dual Kevin.
Mm. Yeah, he was, you know, he was going to be on my list. Dual Kevin. Damn, you know what? There's a part of me that really wants to pick Ending Walker, but I'm going to hold off.
I was about to, are you sure about that? Because I was thinking about picking him up.
Yeah. You know, screw it. I'm going to do it. I don't know if this is the right choice or not, but, you know, much like you did your pick from the heart, I'm going to pick Knuckle Dude.
Oh, man, I was... Okay. Fine. Okay. My next pick is the best character in the game, DCQ. Play JP, so I'm going to go with that.
Okay, DCQ. That's four, so this is our second to last pick. Let me see here. Wait a minute. Oh, sorry. There we go. There are like eight people I want to pick. All right. Give me Chris Wong. I'll take Chris Wong.
That's a good pick. He's probably underrated for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, final pick.
Okay, let me think. I got a Luke, a Ken, a Luke, and a JP.
tier enthusiast. Yes.
I didn't put that together. Well, you haven't selected Ending Walker yet. So, it's the last pick. So, for me, it's between Ending Walker and Phenom, I think. There's one more that I wanted to include, which I think was Knuckle Dude, because he's won a Capcom Cup before, so he's been to that stage. So, he has experience. Any more Luke players out there? Phenom plays Ken, so between Phenom, Ending Walker, I'll go with Ending Walker because Luke is coming out.
Okay.
Maybe the power up.
Okay. I'm gonna pick this next. My last pick is what some people believe is the dark horse, but I genuinely think he's probably gonna make either top three or top six. Big Bird.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna go Big Bird. So here are our picks. Automatic, you have Kawano, Angry Bird, Dual Kevin, DCQ, and Ending Walker. Right. I have Men RD, Fudo, Knuckle Dew, Chris Wong, and Big Bird.
Any one of I think most of these can probably win it.
Yeah. And Die by Sword saying, don't be sleeping on the LCQ. We don't know who it is. So what are you just going to say? Oh, what is the LCQ is going to get?
I'm voting for DCQ. It's pretty close.
Yeah, yeah. He's the is there a number that starts with a D?
It's a...
anyway.
Dang old chance qualifier.
Dang old chance qualifier. I love it. But yeah. So. Sick. That's pretty cool. I'm a fan. So when Capcom Cup happens, whoever has the most players finishing the highest will win the bet. Okay. And I have it saved. And we have the clips. Got to shake on it. Oh, we're good. What'd you say?
The Hey Arnold. Maybe we should do that instead.
I mean, that doesn't sound like a bad idea to me. Hey, everybody. Me again. So it was at this point that we did the Infinite Craft thing. During this 1 hour of Chippo and I trying to get Street Fighter in this game, we found out that Capcom Cup 10 was not going to have any content released. And our initial reactions were a little rough. But here are the afterthoughts. And I think Jibbo / Automatic does a really, really good job of summing them up. So here is the outro of the episode. Thanks again. Thoughts, final thoughts on Capcom Cup 10 not having any content?
That is out of control. That's crazy. Yeah, it seems like it seems like a joke, like a troll April Fool's joke. I don't know how to make sense out of it.
Here,
they've seen that maybe it's an Alex trailer. Maybe they're just joking and we get finally the Street Fighter 5.
No, dude, they did the whole thing. So I'm not going to pull it up on stream because that's going to take too long. But they did the whole thing where they have like the graphic.
Oh.
And it says, congratulations to the talented players who will be competing to be the first Street Fighter 6 Capcom Cup champion. As we will be focused on the competition at hand, we'd like to provide advance notice that there won't be any new gameplay or content reveals at Capcom Cup 10. However, there will be more esports news coming at Capcom Cup 10, so stay tuned. So they're announcing Capcom Cup 11. I think that's it. That's the same thing they did last year, isn't it?
I'm sorry, I'm off. I'm trying to make sense of it. Last year, I believe so.
Yeah, they just announced Capcom Cup 10.
But Street Fighter 6, I don't think Street Fighter 6 wasn't out at that time.
No.
Did they show footage? I don't recall.
No. They just announced Capcom Cup 10 and the $2 million prize pool. Oh, and SFL.
Do you suspect that this is the end of Street Fighter 6 in terms of big prize pools from Capcom Cup? Do you think they're going to maintain like the $2 million thing? Do you think next year it's going to be $500,000?
So my first thought when they announced the $2 million prize pool is it definitely was not going to be more than 1 year. Right? Because that's a shit ton of money. With that said, Street Fighter 6 sold hella well. Right? Like they got like what did they get? Like, are they at like 2 million sales, 3 million sales?
Yeah, they're catching up to Power World, bro. Yeah. Power World.
Yeah, but the thing is, Street Fighter V in its entire lifetime, like, barely hit 7 million, I think. Take a look. So, the fact that it sold really well makes me think that they might do something, but I don't think it's going to be 2 million. There ain't no way.
3 million units sold worldwide.
2 million?
Three.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. So there's a part of me that also thinks, like, do you remember when they did the teaser for Tekken at Evo 2022? The teaser for Tekken 8?
And they
didn't announce anything. They just had, like, the Kazuya face.
Tasty Steve ripped somebody's arm off.
Like Tasty Steve, Rip, and Harada like got really into it. They were fighting each other. But later we found out that there was a PlayStation State of Play, like not like 2 or 3 weeks after Evo, where they did the full like, Tekken 8 announcement slash reveal. So it's possible that, well, my thought is Capcom has been showing off a lot of stuff on these PlayStation State of Plays, on all of this, on all of this stuff, and not necessarily FGC channels. So I wonder if they're keeping Capcom Cup just to esports news, and then for actual game news, they're gonna go towards like the Game Awards or, you know, what's it called, Gamescom Live or whatever it is that the other Jeff Keighley show.
You know what? This is a... Okay. Which one is going to have more views? Capcom Cup or those announcement shows, Game Awards, etc.? Which one's going to have more views? So it would make more sense to...
Yeah, so...
That makes sense.
I think that... And this really saddens me to even think about this, but I think the days of announcements at majors is... starting to go.
I can see that.
I think I you know what? I think the announcement at majors for the bigger games are starting to go, but I have a feeling like a lot of other games are going to still make announcements.
I have some off the record comments. I'll DM to you.
Okay. Okay. Well,
yeah, cuz if you announce it during Capcom Cup, you can't just re-announce it at a bigger show, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess it could, but it wouldn't make sense to do that.
Yeah. The thing that sucks is you're going to get a bigger audience of people who are super into Street Fighter VI at Capcom Cup over...
target audience.
But, you know, the majority of the sales going to... or the majority of the sales from Street Fighter are coming from the people who are not in the FGC. So, follow that money.
Yep, that's true.
Follow that money.
Yep.
All right, we are over by about an hour and a half, so I apologize for not keeping that. I apologize for not keeping that short. I did not think it was going to take us an hour to get to Street Fighter, I'll be honest. I thought it was going to take us like at least 15, 20 minutes. So that's my bad. It was fun, though. Any final thoughts before we split skis, Lord Automatic?
Nope. I can stream. I'm confident to stream again. I didn't like that my computer was crashing and I was having all these problems. So, yeah. Probably not tomorrow, Valentine's Day. Maybe tomorrow night, possibly.
Thank you for...
but I will be able to stream. I will be able to stream again.
Gotcha. All right. Well, more streams over at Automatic. Thursday is the Flow Memorial Charity Capcom Cup CPU tournament.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say about that. I did make a graphic for it. I don't know. I kind of hate it because it didn't come out quite like I wanted it to, but I do think it's still pretty funny. I am saying this sentence so that I can buy some time so that I can pull it up from here. There we go. Anyway, here's this shitty graphic I made up for it. The Flow Memorial CPU Capcom Cup Charity Tournament, Thursday, the 15th, this Thursday, the day before Capcom Cup starts, 2 p.m. Central at here, benefiting Alveus Sanctuary. We're going to have some guest commentators hop in along the way if we hit certain money milestones, charity donation amount milestones, so that's going to be pretty exciting. But yeah, I think that's all we got, right? Any final parting words before we say goodbye to everybody?
I fixed my computer up, so I'll be able to stream.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah, my brain ain't all there. But anyway, thanks everybody for joining us for another episode of Best of Five. I am Elon. This is...
I'm on a mat!
The Lord. The...
Woo, 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 woo. Woo, woo, woo.
All right, let's get out of here while we still can. All right, bye.